Paragraph Beis, V'zehu b'chinas simonei beitzim shemarumas b'minyan zeh. Now we'll be able to understand the signs that the Torah gives us by which we can tell a kosher egg from an unkosher egg, which is tied into what we're learning here. Ki shnei rosheim kadim o shneim chadim hu bevadai simen tuma. Because if both sides of the egg are round or both sides are pointed, then it's clear that this is an unkosher egg. Ki ze derech horishoim v'chol horechoikim enoemis. Rabbi Nosson Zal explains now. Let me show you how a Rasha handles things, or a person who's far from the truth, far from tzaddikim. Shekishenoifel aleim avelus v'tzar v'yisurim, when they experience some kind of a major loss, somebody close to them dies, or they lose their business, chas v'shalom, or any kind of major suffering, einam menachamim es atzmom klal. They can't console themselves. They can't deal with it. They can't make peace with the situation. Ve'einam mekavim lotzeis misham, and they don't think, and they don't yearn to get out of the problem, to turn it around. I fell. Okay, now I'm going to get up and start running again. They don't think like that. As the pasuk says in Iyov, lo yamin shuv mini choishech. He doesn't believe that he's going to come out of the darkness. V'nishorim shkuim bedaigo u'morosh choyro v'avelus. And they remain steeped in worry and bitterness and mourning. Ad shenifrodim al yidei zeh me'ashem yizborach u'me'atoyro v'atzadiki emes l'gamri. Till they cut off completely from Hashem, from Tzadikim, and from the Torah. There are people like this. There are Jews who, unfortunately, because they don't know this, when they get hit, when they experience a major loss, they're out the door. We see Rachmana Litzlan, the Jews, the Holocaust. What it did to people, that there are many people who, as a result of that, they gave up. They gave up on the Jewish people. They gave up on Hashem. They gave up on religion. I'm out. I don't want any part of it anymore, chas v'shalom, because that's how the loss, they couldn't come back from that loss. They couldn't come back from that destruction. They couldn't see the light. All they saw was darkness. Ulefamim lehefech. And sometimes, so that's one extreme, that when they go down, they go all the way down, and they don't come back up, chas v'shalom. And sometimes it's the opposite. When they're making a party or something, they go to an extreme. They go nuts. They have to get blasted, you know. And it's all partying. All their days are partying. Look at, by sheer coincidence, we're learning this on December 25th, 2008, this is for history, posterity. Those who had the misfortune or have the misfortune of living in Chutz Laretz, living among the Goyim, know that this starts from November 25th. That's when they start with the turkeys. And it continues through December and through January, days and days of partying. And again, what is partying? Until you fall. Party until you fall. Get stoned, get drunk, until you kill somebody or break something or, you know, Rachmana Litzlan. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Vehine sosayin v'simcha ochel v'shosay," all partying and eating and drinking, again to an extreme that's unwarranted, that's wrong. V'ze bechinas shnei roshem kadim or shneim chadim. This is the egg where both sides are round or both sides are pointed. Kad round merames alavelus v'tzar. Is alludes to mourning and suffering. Bechinas galgalhu shechoizer boilam. When we talk about one generation passing away and a new generation being born, it's like a circle. As we say that the world is a circle. That's why shebelshulzeh oichlim beitzim vadashim mishas avelus rachmanson. This is why the custom is to eat eggs when people return from the cemetery. You know, after a funeral, they eat eggs and also lentils. B'shas Avelus, during the time of mourning, Rachmanson. U'kamay shekosev, as the pasuk says in Koheles, v'noroitz ha-galgal el haboyer. So again, this galgal implies, chas v'shalom, a person passing away. The round implies mourning, suffering. V'chad, pointed, sharp, ze b'chinas azus, v'simcha. That's the opposite. When a person's happy, he's sharp. Wow, he's Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayosem pi kecherev chada. My mouth was like a sharp sword. Hefecha ovel, which is the opposite of a person who's in mourning, She'ein loy peh, who has no mouth, who can't talk. When a person's mourning, they're silent. Vze marames al hatchia val yemei hagula. So therefore, the pointed alludes to when the dead will be brought back to life, when the Jews will be redeemed. She'oz yu b'nei Yisrael haksherim kayomim v'chadim v'chazokim neged ahefech. That's when the Jewish people who are really religious will be strong and sharp and powerful to stand up to all kinds of other things. Aval harishoyim mesamchem atzman b'olam hazeh. Whereas the rishoyim, they're looking to party in this world. Ke'ilu simchosin b'shleimusata. As if, wow, you know, they've reached the pinnacle of happiness. Let's break out the champagne because it's the greatest. Let's celebrate. And again, when they celebrate as if this is the final celebration. This is, you know, we're celebrating the top. When in reality, what are you, nuts? This is the top? This is... Ke'ilu simchoson b'shleimusata, as if their joy was 100% right now. Ve'enom meisimim libom elhoachris. They don't think about the future. They don't think about a final future. V'alkein, it's for this reason that shnei roshem chadim oikadim, if both ends are round or pointed, meaning shekishem smechim heimemalam tavosam b'schoik v'simcha ke'ilu kol ha'simcha bozeh oylam chasham. When they're parting, they go to an extreme as if this is the world, this is where to party. This is the party, period. Not knowing that this is a joke. This is a place of suffering. Wait, if you live the right kind of life down here, then you'll get to the place where there's going to be a real party. All the parties we have down here are limited joy. This isn't the end. Ulehefech, and so to the opposite, kishebo aleim shever v'tzorah, when tragedy hits them, when suffering hits them, heimaleim atzvu somora shchoira, b'lishum nechama v'tikva klal. They get into a depression and they can't be consoled. They can't get out of it. Rahman al-Islam. We hear of people who lost it, you know, for 20 years. People who, as a result of a certain tragedy, a certain loss, whether it's in business, whether it's in life, you know, there are all kinds of things. They go into a spin, Rahman al-Islam, and it takes them years to come out of it, Rahman al-Islam. V'zeh b'chinas shnei roshem kadin. That's the concept where both sides are round. Sheho avelus v'tzar shelohem hu mishnei roshem yirosh atzoyif. That when they go into mourning, they go totally into mourning. Both sides are around. Both sides of the eggs are round. Meaning, when they go into mourning, they want to do it, you know, full, 100%. Ki einon mekavim la'achris toiv klal. They have no hope for something good in the future, for a good future. K'moshomar Admor Zal, like Rabbein Zal says in Sichas Aran, Shemi she'ein lo yemuna, that a person who doesn't have faith, a person who doesn't believe in Hashem, doesn't believe in tzaddikim, chayov einom chayim klal, their life is nothing. Their life is not called living. Ki tekev kishaboloi ezet tzora, because the minute that person gets hit with any major crisis or problem, ein loy b'mal anachim atzmoi, he has nothing to console himself with. Ulehepech, and the opposite, kishasho mesacheches lohem, when the luck is on their side, when they're doing well, heimaleim simcha uschoik, then they're dancing and rolling as if this is, you know, they've gotten to the top. Shezeo b'chinas shnei roshem chatem, which is the egg which is pointed on both sides. She'al simcha kazois ne'amar ula simcha mazu oise. It's about their kind of partying that David HaMelech says Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, your joy, what comes out of it? You hear about people who on the weekends, they go to a disco and they're partying. They were partying till 2 o'clock in the morning. I got home 2 o'clock, I got home 5 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't move. And I was in bed all day, and I threw up afterwards because I ate too much. And it's a joke. It's a joke. The next day back to work. The next day back to the routine. Nothing good came out of it. Avolat tzadikim vaksherim. Whereas the righteous people, the tzadikim, and the religious people, kishayesh lahem tzar chas v'shalom, when they're experiencing suffering or pain, heim bebechinas asire hatikva, they're very connected to their hope. Umechayin umenachmim atzmam begoydel tikvosam lachris toiv, and they're able to strengthen themselves and console themselves with the hope that I know it's going to be good. I know that right now I'm going through a difficulty. I know it's going to finish. We know we have 6 days of the week, sheishes yom tavoy, but we know there's a Shabbos at the end of the line. We know there's a night, a long night, but afterwards there's a day. We know there's a yerida, there's a fall, but afterwards there's an aliyah. V'zeh b'chinas roi sheyechod kad v'roi sheyechod chad. That's the concept where one side is round and the other side is pointed. Ki kad v'chad hu b'chinas avelus v'tzar v'nechoma v'tikva toiva. Because round represents mourning, suffering, and pointed represents the consolation, the hope. Ki etzlom mekusher hu avelus v'tzar b'tikva v'nechoma. Because by the really religious people, the mourning and the suffering is attached to the hope and the success in the end, the consolation. And because of that, they never give up on Hashem. Ad shezoichin lachris toiv, until eventually they get to the good times. V'alkein marumas kol ze bebeitza, and this is why all of this is hinted to in the egg. Because the egg has the same development period as the luz, we said. Shehu ikar hatikva v'hanechama. The luz is our main consolation. That bone, that little bone, that's the guarantee that everything is going to be okay in the future. Shebishvil ze oichlen oisa besudam afsekes. This is why we eat an egg at the Suda Masekis, right before we're about to go into Tisha B'Av. Ki al yidei zeh ikar hanechama. Because this is our consolation. This egg, which has this 21-day development period, which reminds us of the luz tree, which has the 21 days, which reminds us of the bone, the luz, which represents the consolation that there's going to be a tchiyas hameisim. We're not going to be dead all the time. We're not going to be mourning all the time. There's going to come a time when we're going to rejoice. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, sisu ito mosois kol hamisaplim aleha. Rejoice with happiness, all of you who mourn over her, who mourn over the destruction. Sheze bechinas roi sheyechod kad veyechod chad. That's the one side round, one side pointed. Shehu avelus vahatzar mekusher betikva toiva shehi anachama vasimcha. The mourning and the pain is attached to a genuine hope for the consolation and the joy. There's the famous story that they say about Napoleon, that he was once traveling, and he went past the synagogue on Tisha B'Av, and he was outside, and he heard the funny, strange kind of, it didn't sound like any normal prayer. They were saying Eicha. So he told one of his soldiers, go inside and find out what they're doing, what's going on. Guy went in, and the guy came out, and he told him that there, once a year, they have this mourning period, this special mourning, over the destruction of their holy temple that was destroyed 2,000 years ago, whatever it was, So Napoleon heard this, and he thought, and he said, their temple is going to be rebuilt someday. If 2,000 years after it was destroyed, they haven't forgotten it, and they're still mourning the destruction, you can bet that they're going to rebuild it. That temple's going to be back. A famous thing that they say.